how you doing?
You feel like you showed some skills out there today?
I'm just playing football, man. Just, you know, with the ability that God's given me, just trying to go out there and learn everything day by day, and the ball's thrown, just catch it.
How much do you feel that they've thrown at you in those couple days? I mean, you were, as San Diego State, you have fairly involved passing offenses there, so it's not, I would imagine it's not overwhelming. It's got to be a lot of stuff you're used to.
Yeah, the offenses are the same pretty much. USC a little bit more closer than here than where it was at San Diego State, but no difference really. I mean, the offense is West Coast Pro style, pretty much the same thing I ran, so all the routes, all the concepts and stuff are the same.
How do you not get overwhelmed then by the influx of information you're getting while you're here this weekend and just trying to compartmentalize it?
Right now, we're not installing as much as I'd say the veterans are getting installed, so it's not really a huge jump right now. I'm pretty sure next week when we start getting into, like, you know, the offense and stuff, there'll be more stuff to learn. But right now, it's okay.
I feel like you developed some quick chemistry with Tyler Wilson today. It seemed like he threw a lot of passes your way.
I asked him after practice. I had to ask him, like, which balls he threw to me, because, I mean, with all this stuff going on, you don't really pay attention to, like, who's playing quarterback, and, you know, you're looking at the guy like, all right, give me the ball. It's just like, you know, play, you know, formation, line up, you know, catch the ball if it's thrown. So I really don't even know who's throwing me the ball for the most part. I'm just trying to, you know, do what I have to do.
How would you compare Tyler's ball to, say, Matt Barkley's when you were at SC?
I really don't have an answer for that. No. Just like what I just said, I don't really know. I'm not even paying attention.
When you have a day like today, when you had, like, it seemed like you had three or four plays far downfield you made nice plays on, do you take those away and the ones that you remember? There was one late where the ball was behind you, but
yeah,
it hit your
like,
hands.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
Is that the one you
Yeah,
you
when
walk
it comes to stuff
about?
Like that, yeah, yeah. I don't like dropping the ball. So when it comes to a drop.
You would consider that a drop?
Drop, yeah. Because I put my hand. I mean, I can catch that ball. You know, yeah. I can turn around and get that one. So, I mean, you know, a coach might not consider it a drop, but me, if I can get my hands on it, I can catch the ball. So that way it's, you know, more for me.
Did your dad really help or prepare you for this time in your career? He sit you down and give you some good lessons
some good
about
wisdom.
What it's like in rookie camp?
Yeah, he did. But the funny thing about it, he was a first-round pick, so he had a little different, you know, learning curve, and as far as, like, coming in and, you know, the coaches and, you know, as far as, like, what he had to do, he was a first-round pick, so he was guaranteed to be on the team. So with me, he was just telling me, like, you know, every week, you know, they're bringing in somebody to take your spot pretty much, so you can, you know, go in there lackadaisical or you might be home. So that's, you know, his knowledge is always great.
And what did he feel about you being drafted by the Raiders?
I mean, he loved it. I mean, there's a lot of history here. At the end of his career, he was about to come here, but, I mean, as far as family and stuff, he had me and my older brother, so he didn't want to leave Atlanta. So he was like, man, you know, you get to play for the Raiders now, because I was about to, so he was excited.
How would you describe your college career when looking back? Frustrating or
humbling?
Humbling.
Yeah, coming out of high school with, I guess, all the accolades you could say, and then going through what I went through, quick success early, and then just a quick landslide. It was a huge learning curve for me, and I'm glad it happened then, you know, because now I can, you know, as far as everything that goes on in the NFL, I can, you know, input that in with my past experiences. And be able to handle it better.
What do you say it was humbling? Did you feel like early in your college career you were maybe overconfident?
Yeah, I mean, anybody's coming out of high school from Atlanta going to USC has to be overconfident a little bit. But, I mean, when you go in there and you see everybody's just as good as you or better, it changes your mindset real quick. And maybe there's a learning curve that I needed to get then, you know, before I got, you know, to this moment. If I had quick success, maybe my mental would be a little bit different than it is now. And, I mean, everything happens for a reason, so God made it happen for a reason.
Okay, guys.
Hey, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Bryce. Thank you.
Appreciate it.